Welcome to Next Level Success. I'm your host, Amy Hansen. This week, building resilience to achieve your goals. There are many times when you're going to experience setbacks and things that are going to try and prevent you from achieving your goals, but you have to be resilient in order to keep going. So this is how you're going to build resilience. The definition of resilience is being able to move through and grow from difficult times. You're going to experience a lot of difficult times when you're working to achieve your goals. There will be obstacles, setbacks, and missteps that make you fall down and challenge your resolve to achieve your goal. But this is where having resilience comes in. Having resilience is what's going to help you continue taking action through those difficult times. The path to achieve your goal will not always go as you had hoped or planned. That's life. You won't always have the answer or know the perfect right next step to achieve your goal. However, when you have resilience, you know you'll be able to figure things out as you go. That's why you must continue building resilience so that you strengthen your inner belief that you'll be able to figure it out how to achieve your goals in life. Resilience is built each time you fall down working to achieve your goal. Each obstacle, challenge, setback, and misstep are meant to teach you something. You learn something new that helps you make adjustments so that you can get back up and try again. Resilience isn't built sitting on the sidelines in your comfort zone. It's getting in the game. It's built through taking action and learning the lessons when times get tough. When you stumble and fall down, your confidence wavers. You quickly go down the negative thought spiral. You begin to second guess yourself and start to question if you're even cut out to achieve your goal in the first place. Your mind goes to all the ways you should remain safe in your comfort zone so that you don't have to experience falling down again. It's embarrassing. It tries to protect you from taking the risks necessary to go after your goals. Yet goals aren't achieved in this manner. You're going to have to step outside your comfort zone and take some risks. In the process, you're going to fall down, which builds resilience every time you get back up and continue taking action to achieve your goals. Each time you fall down, these obstacles are testing you to see if you truly want to achieve your goal. Stand up for yourself and your goals. Start viewing these obstacles as a challenge. If you accept the challenge, you'll keep battling. You'll keep going even when you're unsure of what steps to take next. Resilience comes from having the willpower and perseverance in these moments to keep taking action towards your goal. The other option is to simply give up right there. You're going to feel like giving up when you're not seeing much progress towards achieving your goal. This is when having resilience really matters. You must pull from your own inner strength and self-belief that it will work out in your favor. Even when you feel uncertain or unsure, you must believe that the universe is conspiring to work in your favor. You will either achieve your goal or learn a lesson in resilience when you fall down. It's this or something better. Keep putting one foot in front of the other and eventually you'll achieve your goal. Having resilience is the key to help you keep moving forward. The journey to achieving your goals is not easy. It's full of ups and downs. But it's what you do in those moments when you fall down that truly matter. You can either give up on your goals or muster up the courage to get up and keep going. Each time you do so, you're building resilience to achieve your goals. That is the only way you're going to achieve the success you've been working so hard for. Remember, each time you make it through a difficult time, you're getting stronger by building resilience to achieve your goals. One thing I want you to do this week is to tell yourself that you're resilient, even if it's something that you just don't want to do, or perhaps it's a difficult task to achieve your goal, you want to procrastinate, you want to do something else, or you feel like giving up because the times have gotten tough, it's a difficult moment, you want to throw in the towel. Tell yourself you're resilient. And if you're acting from that place of someone who is resilient, what would you do in that time? What action step would you take? Because you wouldn't give up if you're resilient. You would keep battling. You would keep fighting for your goals and dreams in life. Tell yourself you're resilient because when you do, you're telling your mind that you are a resilient person who is willing to go for it, who's willing to go to battle because this goal is super important to you. there are going to be many times when it gets tough and you start going down that negative thought spiral, and one thought comes after another that says, you're not good enough, you're not enough, who are you to do this, what are you even thinking, this goal is too big, and all of those thoughts keep going through your head, and you need to silence that noise. Tell yourself you're a resilient person. These thoughts are not serving you. They're not going to help you to achieve your goal. That is not what a resilient person would listen to. You're going to look at these moments, these difficult times when you fall down, when you're struggling, when you're in it, and you're going to look for the lesson to learn. You're going to pull from it and you're going to make an adjustment and a change, and that's going to help you to continue taking action. Again, it's just these tiny little baby steps, putting one foot in front of the other, that's eventually going to get you to achieve your goal. But you have to realize that in those difficult times, those moments when you are so down and feel like giving up, those are the real moments that you have to dig deep and remind yourself of what you're working towards and that you are resilient. If you want to read this blog, you can go to theamyhanson.com/blog. And I look forward to sharing with you next week's episode. Take care.